My daughter started randomly singing that song last night. Just out of the blue, just sitting on the couch. This girl is on fire.
I do that from time to time.
Yeah, but I didn't expect my four-year-old to do it. Top water 4.7, Andy and Mel, 33 and snow today. It is 28 right now. Winter weather advisory is in effect. That means you need to slow down.
Exactly.
I'm working on a list of, I'm working on my winter driving for dummies guide.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. There are some things that people either don't know or they should know, but they obviously don't. So, anyway, slow down this morning. It's slippery out.
It is. Bad.
I don't think they heard me. It's slippery out.
It's really slippery out.
You should slow down this morning.
It's really, really slippery.
When you're approaching the stoplight, slow down sooner. Not faster.
Yes.
Sooner.
Sooner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you're going 10 miles an hour the last 100 feet to the stoplight.
If you start slipping, let your foot off of the gas.
Yeah. That'll keep you from spinning out.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. My dad did a good job teaching me how to drive. I didn't learn anything from driver's ed. Not a thing.
I didn't either, really. I mean, I changing a tire, we had to do that, and I parallel parked once.
Only time in your life.
No, I can parallel park. Not. It takes me a while.
Okay, so Friday, the world is coming to an end. We're still trying to find a bunker to do the show from.
Yeah. Anybody have a bunker, let us know.
Yesterday, I had the story, you probably missed it, Mel, that even the Mayans that are still alive are not worried about the world ending.
Oh.
They themselves. The only thing they're worried about is tourists.
Oh, I suppose.
But some people believe it is. And if they follow through on their idiotic plans, they are probably going to hope it actually does. According to a new survey, a small number of people who believe the Mayan apocalypse is going to take us out in a blaze of stupidity this weekend. 5% of them are going to max out their credit cards. 1% are going to tell off their boss.
What? What are they going to buy?
I don't know. I mean, if the world was actually coming to an end, I would buy some fun stuff on the credit card.
But you'd want to do it way ahead of time, so you have some time to play.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't think they're necessarily just maxing out their credit cards the day before.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, you could save your credit line until, you know, the day before and then throw one hell of a party.
Could.
As as many as a third are considering ending their relationships.
What?
Maybe to try to get a little bit of different action in the days before.
Okay.
Perhaps. The survey found less than 7% of Americans believe the world will actually end on Friday.
Yeah.
That lines up with most of the surveys that have been out there. About 25% have made some kind of doomsday preparation plans, though, just in case.
Okay.
You know, the just in case is never a bad idea.
True. You could be prepared, I
suppose.
Wicked
snowstorm could knock out. One thing I didn't realize they're starting to do is they're starting to put power lines underground. So power outages are less common. Like, we haven't lost power at our transmitter in forever because they put the power lines underground.
That's smart.
Yeah. I didn't know they were starting to do that until just like a month ago. This is one of the funniest things that has ever happened to us on our show. Okay, from time to time, we'll get an angry email.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't like what we said about something.
That happens.
It happens. And sometimes we screw up.
We offend people sometimes.
And it's not usually intentional.
No.
It's just an off-the-cuff slip of the tongue. It's live radio. You know, we're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But this email that we got, and just got it this morning. I didn't tell you about it. I wanted to surprise you.
Oh, great.
Here's what it says.
Okay.
You lost a listener.
Oh.
To answer your question, no, I won't let my little, pardon me, it was written poorly. I won't let me, little girl, take dance lessons. Yes, I believe there is a link between dance and promiscuity. My little girl just turned 8 and has wanted to sign her up for dance, but not on my watch. Your show talks like experts on subjects like there is proof to back up your claims, but no, you can't. If you dare, ask strippers to call in and ask if they started as little children girls in dance class. The answer is yes, almost all of them. That, my friends, is a link. I will not be listening to your show anymore.
I don't remember talking about dancing.
Yeah, I think they got the wrong radio station.
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
There are there are a few Hot 104.7s around the country.
Right.
There's one in California that we get email from a lot.
Often, yes.
And
ooh, wow.
So maybe their morning show was talking about it and they just found us and on Google, and or maybe it was a different one. There are a few out there. Like, we're not the only Hot 104.7 in the country.
I actually don't even know what to say to that stupidness. Because I guarantee you, every little girl that's taking dance lessons right now is not going to become a stripper.
It's ridiculous. I'm not even wanting to talk about the content of her email. I just thought it was funny that she sent it to us, and or he. I don't know what.
Well,
it was.
You know, it's okay.
It was anonymous.
Whoever you are, we don't need judge.
We're not judging. But you definitely have the wrong station.
Wow.
But they're obviously not listening anyway. So
wow.
Isn't that funny?
That is ridiculous.
Sometimes
and the fact
we get
is that you couldn't even understand what they were trying to write, like proofread.
Sometimes we'll get calls for contests that other radio stations are
that
doing.
That happens.
And
yeah.
they'll call up and go, "Is it paperclips?"
And you're like,
"No, I'm sorry, it's not paperclips.
Wrong station, man." Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just thought that was fun. Anyway, we've got news next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 723, snow, 33 today. We have one late start that we know of. Tri-Valley is 2 hours late.
Yep.
The snow is the worst, like just north of Sioux Falls. A line from Salem over to Garrettson, basically, was where the heaviest amounts were going to be, up to 4 inches. And yeah, so that's what we're dealing with. Again, slow down this morning. Slow down. Leave earlier. Slow down. Slow down.
Slow down.
And
should they slow down, Andy?
Yes. And stop earlier when approaching a stop sign or stop light.
Yes.
Don't be the moron who goes skidding through the intersection.
Please don't be.
And for the love of Pete, shut off your cell phone. Just shut it off. Put it in the trunk. Anything. Because you'll answer it because you'll forget.
You don't need to have that distraction this morning.
No, no. Just get where you're going. And don't end up. The one good thing is usually accidents that happen in weather like this usually aren't nasty.
No.
I mean, they can be, but I mean, the only accidents I've ever been in were in weather like this.
Yeah.
And they were slow speed fender benders.
Yeah. Easy to rear end somebody on days like today.
And the skidding into the ditch on the interstate, it's not like there's a foot and a half of snow in the ditch. So those can be still pretty nasty on the interstate.
Yeah.
But anyway, the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Sorry for all those weird posts last night. Apparently, wine hacked my account.
Yes. Wine did something else to you this past weekend.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste
of even made Facebook. My wife spotted the picture on Facebook and goes, so, I guess Mel's birthday party went well. Why? Oh, there's a picture of her kissing some girl on here.
Two.
We only saw the one. Nice work.
Wine.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Wine.
Very fitting quote of the day in that case.
I thought so.
Yeah. So, we are going to play a new game. It's not a contest.
Game.
It's just for you and me and
okay.
for fun. The game is called... Last week, we were talking... I remember Google Images coming up. I don't even remember how it came up and how you can find anything on there.
Pretty much.
Not anything.
For the most part.
For the most part, but we're going to play a little game, Mel.
Okay.
Is it in Google Images?
I love our game show music.
I do too. All right, here is the first one.
Okay.
A lamp made out of coffee mugs.
Yes.
Yes, there is a lamp made from coffee mugs and saucers.
Ooh, nice.
On Google Images.
That would look cool in a kitchen.
It was cool. Here is your next one.
Okay.
A dog driving a riding lawnmower.
Yes.
Yeah, that one was kind of easy.
Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah, you know there's bound to be a dog with a riding or driving a riding lawnmower.
Something, driving something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dogs are always, there's always pictures of them driving. Whether or not it's actually moving or not, it is a still image. It was hard to tell.
Yes.
But
I doubt
we can
it was
only
moving.
Take them at their word for it. Here is the next one. Is it in Google Images, dirty underwear in church?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. There was no image. I found lots of pictures of dirty underwear, and I found lots of pictures of churches. I didn't find any of the two together.
They should have taken a still from a Diary of a Wimpy Kid, because they have a... I guess it's not underwear, though. It's on chocolate on the back of his pants in church.
All right. Here is your next one.
Okay.
Is it in Google Images? Santa Claus blowing bubbles out of his butt.
No.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
What?
There is. It's a little novelty toy. It has the little bubble wand thing.
Oh.
And it's like, it's supposed to be Santa passing gas with the bubbles. It's pretty awesome. I want one for Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
And the final, is it in Google Images?
Okay.
Christian Ponder completing a pass.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's in there.
No.
Come on.
And Google also said, did you mean Christian Ponder throwing an interception?
No, it did not say
yes,
that.
Yes, it did.
Liar, so, liar, pants on fire.
Good,
come on.
Good job. You got 3 out of 5.
Thanks.
Yeah. we have to do the mash for cash now with Quality Lenders.
And you fixed my very
fixed
hard
it.
Mash.
Here's the problem, though. It's still loading.
Oh.
Our computer issues, mm-hmm. trying to load it all over Wi-Fi is...
it's taking a while.
I forgot to mix it down and
okay.
put it in the system, so...
And I'm using the other computer because I forgot my laptop this morning.
Yeah, good work there.
I don't know how I did that.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the break, and after weather, we will play the Mash for Cash.
Okay,
so we're
so
just going to delay it slightly,
so
it's coming up next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Topping out at 33 today. It's snowing. Drive slowly, carefully. Down to 18, cloudy tonight. 32, another chance of snow tomorrow. Right now, it is 29, and the Mash for Cash. Sorry, we're a little bit late with it because, well, we have computer issues this morning, and that's why. Anyway, the latest remixed version of the Mash for Cash. Today, it is worth $270.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, here it is, the Mash for Cash with Quality Lenders. There it is. 361-5557. All 7 songs, title, and artist. If you can name them all, you will win $270 from Quality Lenders. 361-5557 with the Lumineers. Ho, hey. Top 104.7. Top 104.7, Andy and Mel. 742 up to 33 today. Snow. Slow down. We've said it 100 times this morning and no one's listening. There's accidents everywhere because people are driving too fast. There are a couple things we got to do here. The vault. First digit in the combination to the vault is what, Mel? What? 69 is the first digit in the combination to the vault. Know all three. You'll win a $50 party tab on Friday to the vault. Other thing we got to do is take this. We finally got a caller on your Mash for Cash.
Finally.
First caller we've gotten. After I had to remix it, it only took 2 days. Just saying.
There's nothing wrong with having it be hard every once in a while.
No, but yours was impossible.
It was not impossible.
And actually, the one she was having trouble with, I believe, is one of the ones that I actually could hear. Caitlin's on the phone. How are you, Caitlin?
I'm good, thanks.
So, do you know the Mash for Cash?
Hopefully, I think I do.
Okay, well, no one has called in quite some time, so I forgot to even get the list out of songs.
Mel's was really hard, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Mel's was super duper hard.
I'm sorry.
All right. I have the list in front. Well, no one's killing you for it. Relax. okay, we're ready whenever you are. Title and artist of all of the songs.
Okay, Teenage Dream, Katy Perry. Oops, I Did It Again, Britney Spears. Poker Face, Lady Gaga. 1985, Falling for Soup. September, Chris Daughtry. Honestly, Hot Shell Ray. and the hard one, Low by Flo Rida.
Caitlin? I don't know.
Ugh, this is a tough call.
What, is it just Daughtry instead of Chris Daughtry?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Caitlin, you got all seven correct.
Oh, yay!
You scared us there for a second.
I think I was still going to give it to her because it's not like messing up Nickelback for the solo artist Chad Kroeger.
Right.
It was the guy, and his name is in the name of the band, so.
Which is true.
That would have been a harder one for me to.
I know. It was one of those.
To kill you on. But yeah. All right, Caitlin, congratulations. You just won the Mash for Cash and $270 from Quality Lenders.
Sweet. Thanks.
You are welcome. So, are you ready to produce another one for tomorrow?
Oh, I have to do another one now?
Yes.
I thought I made it too hard.
No, well, that was your first one, and now you'll do this next one, and you'll know how to do it better.
Okay.
And make sure when you put it together, you use your headphones, listen to it in there, then you'll hear it better. You'll know whether things are too loud or too soft. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I thought you said you just listened to it in the speakers.
No, I listened to my headphones.
Oh, okay. I just thought you said you did it in the speakers.
No.
Okay. I did one. Well, the one I screwed up, I did it on my laptop speakers.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Not the best.
Those little
speakers.
Tiny things bring out all the high frequencies and none of the low ones. And yeah. Okay. So I have come up with a guide since it's snowing today for the second day in a row. And wow, it's really kind of piling up out there. I mean, not piling up, but.
Look at my van was clear when I got here this morning and now it's.
Yeah. It's
over the snow.
And. Same thing with the, well, the thing I'm looking at is the slope down to pavement under the vehicles. I mean, there's actually probably at least an inch or two in our parking lot right now. But I have come up with a guide called Winter Driving for Dummies.
Okay.
Because I know we didn't get much snow last year, but the two winters before that were among the snowiest I can remember ever. Ever.
Yeah. 1996 comes to mind, though. Was it 96 or, yeah?
96, 97 was the school year, I remember. I think that big blizzard hit like January 97.
Is it what 90? Yeah, might have been right around.
Because I was in Brookings and was living in my apartment. Yeah, it was January 97.
Yeah. That's right. It was bad.
So here, I know it hasn't snowed much in recent years, so people have kind of forgot. And some people are just stupid, and we can't fix the stupid, but we can try to educate a little bit. So here you go. Winter driving for dummies.
Okay.
When accelerating from a stop, your wheels may spin on the ice and snow. They don't have the same traction as when it's dry. Do not try to sneak into traffic. You could get T-boned.
That's good. Good tip.
When driving on the interstate during a snowstorm, there are two reasons you should slow down. One, visibility is reduced. You can't see as far and can't see a vehicle driving slower than you or an obstacle in your lane, such as a deer or Volkswagen. Two, it's slippery. Four-wheel drive helps you go. It doesn't help you stop. When approaching a stop sign or stoplight, you need to slow down earlier in your approach than you would on dry roads. Why? It's slippery.
It's slippery, yes.
You can't stop as fast. Remember, there is a difference between stopping sooner and faster. Sooner means you take more time to stop. Faster means you go from 35 to 0 real fast. That's not possible when it snows.
No, not when it's slippery.
And finally, if you move to South Dakota from a warm weather state like Arizona or Florida, call in sick when it snows. You are only a danger to yourself and others. Many native South Dakotans have issues as well. But you will further complicate the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay home.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
Or if you're from Iowa.
Those warm weather states. Please direct all your correspondence to Mel at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 756. We're going to top out at 33 today. The snow looks like it's starting to clear out. I was just looking at the radar, and it's... moved off. There's very little of Sioux Falls that is getting any snow right now. Over into Minnesota and Iowa, they're still getting it, but
2.6 inches of snow reported at 7 a.m. at the airport in Sioux Falls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I would, well, just looking at the amount of snow next to Gene's wheel out there in the parking lot, Sure looks like about it. That looks like 2.6 to me.
It sure does.
Yeah.
See if I can find a ruler.
Let's see. Matt's on the phone. How are you, Matt?
The worst snowstorm that we have seen in recent history was Halloween 1995.
1991 is the one I remember.
That's the one I remember, too, is 91.
95 was my father and I were hunting, and we couldn't even see.
I guess I wasn't living here then.
Ducks and geese. It was ridiculously bad.
I was living in the Black Hills then, so I was not around here. I do remember Halloween 91.
Yeah, me too.
That was at a big, bad one.
Yeah.
Well, that was, it was high school football playoffs, first round.
Yeah. I just heard you say 96, 97, and I remember it.
No, there was one in December, January.
To 95.
No, this one had to have been worse.
December, January, and it was...
The January 97 blizzard, it was statewide. It shut down the whole state for like 3 days.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. It was huge. I remember driving from... I was going to SDSU at the time, and when they finally got I-29 open to Sioux Falls, it took forever.
Yeah.
And when they did, it was just... It wasn't even... both lanes. It was just a tunnel carved out in the 15 feet of snow.
Exactly. It was like,
it was like
you were 15 feet.
It
yeah.
was literally 15 feet. It was like the Death Star in Star Wars, you know, where you're going through the trench.
Seriously.
That's
what it was
like.
Yeah.
Wow.
From about Brookings to Madison, that's what it was like. And then it got better the further south you went, but it was still bad.
It was taller than like some really big F-250 trucks. Like it was,
it was
way
huge.
Taller than that. Like it was craziness. I can't even believe that they were able to like push through it. I mean, I don't even know how many times they would have had to go through to get.
Oh,
the snow
I remember.
Out of the
I remember there
lane.
Being these like these snow machines that had like the facing forward panels to like dig into the snow. It looked like mining equipment.
It was seriously crazy.
Yeah,
that was really bad.
Then.
Yeah. Well, and I guess I don't remember the 95 one because I wasn't living here.
I was, but
at
I
least
don't
in this half of the state.
Bad. I don't remember that for some reason. That's not sticking in my head.
You'd have been a senior in high school.
Yeah. Well, I graduated. Yeah, I graduated in 96, so I would have been a junior.
Well,
I guess I would have. That would have been.
Well, was it about what time in 95 was it? Was it early 95 or late 95?
It was October.
Yeah, so it would have been your senior year.
It would have been
high school.
My senior year. I don't. For some reason, that's not sticking out to me as much as the blizzard was in the 96, 97.
Yeah, I don't. Time. I don't remember that one at all because I wasn't living here. I was out in the hills.
It was
but
bad.
Yeah, those. There. I mean, the one that one in 97 sticks out to me, and then the one
the
in
Halloween one.
Christmas Day. Was it 2008 or
like 3 years ago?
It was either 2008. No, I think it was 2008.
It was my first Christmas.
No, I know it was 2008.
Bad,
no, it wasn't.
Jackie was a baby.
Well, it was my first Christmas alone and not married.
No, there were
two
Christmases in a row where we had snow, but the 20 inches we got in Sioux Falls, I believe was 2008. Might have been 2009. Maybe it was 2009.
I think it was 2009.
Okay. Well,
so, there we go.
Fun history lesson. Thanks for the call, Matt.
Or we can call the meteorologist.
Have a good one. I'm looking. I found a couple of websites here. One talks about this website is it's pbworks.com. Anyway, they had a write up about the 96, 97 winter, and if you remember that year, we had a bunch. It wasn't just that. That was the big blizzard, but we had a bunch of big, nasty winter storms that year.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost the... primarily just hit the Dakotas and Minnesota for whatever reason. And there was like, in South Dakota alone, like $4.3 million.
For snow removal?
Damage and losses and everything. And the other thing I remember about that storm, remember there was a woman... It was all over the news. There was a woman who got stuck in her car.
Yes.
And they tracked her with her cell phone.
Yes.
It was like the first time you ever heard of anything like that
happening.
She was
stuck there for a long time, and luckily she was okay.
And this is way before GPS in cell phones.
Yeah.
And they basically narrowed it down to a stretch near this tower, this cell tower, and then they were able to finally slowly track her down.
Yeah, it was a big deal on the news and stuff. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
That was really, really neat. There was another list I found on the National Weather Service website out of the Wisconsin Bureau or whatever. It's talking about a blizzard on Christmas of 2010.
That could have been.
But it's talking about the East Coast primarily, so I don't think that's the one we got drilled with.
Gosh, I wish I could remember exactly. But I know that it was the first year that I was not married and was going to be having a Christmas not being married and not going to the other family side and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I was very sad. And then a blizzard.
I think you're right. I think it was 2009, though. I mean, I'm not sure. I think it was 2010. Anyway.
It was one of those two. Well, it was 9 or 10. I
thought
can't.
It was 08 at first.
No, it's definitely not 08.
There's another one. The late spring snowstorm of 2008, April 5th through the 7th of 2008. This was a big one that hit eastern South Dakota and northern Minnesota. A foot, 1 to 2 feet of snow. Now, I don't remember that one. It was in early April of 08. I don't remember that one.
Not ringing a bell.
But maybe it was northern.
Maybe.
Eastern.
Oh, that could have been.
Because if it went to northern Minnesota.
That could have been.
Way up there, you know.
Oh, way up there.
Up by Mille Lacs.
I just found a new snow report for Sioux Falls. 3.5 inches of snow.
It's nice.
So, yeah. The one I was reading before hadn't been updated
That's
for an
good
hour.
Work.
So
that'll lead to a lot of accidents this
morning.
Yeah.
And West Central and Tri-Valley 2 hours late.
All right. We got to get in a quick break. 802. How about a 4.7?
Hot 104.7. .com.